Praise God. Obviously, it's a Christingle service. And often they use oranges to represent. We'll go through it anyway, as to what it all represents. And first of all, Grace is going to come and just bring a short reading. And we're just going to run through the sort of explanation of what the Christingle... Did it just go? The light's gone out. Stay on. Technical issues, terrible, you know. Come on, Grace.
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
So, the earth is represented by the orange, you know, similar shape. And so this is the representation. So, in the beginning, God created. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. And you know the thing, that I love that last verse where she just read, and behold, God looked and saw and said, everything was good.
Amen.
God was satisfied.
Yes.
God was delighted with his creation. And so we then move on from there. And Daniel, thank you.
The candle reminds us that the Lord Jesus is the light of the world. The Lord Jesus came as a baby into the world and grew up as the Son of Man and yet was also the Son of God. John 8 verse 12. Jesus said to the people, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness because you will have the light that leads to life.
Amen. Thank you. Jesus, the light of the world. And today it seems like humanity is stumbling around. Not sure which way to go. But there is one way. Jesus. Follow him. Don't follow man's ideas. Follow the Christ. Jesus.
Yeah.
Today people poo-poo this idea of Christ. He's a crutch, they say. You know, he's only for old people. Well, I might have got a little bit older since I first met Christ, but I was 16 when I gave my life to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And I can look back just a few years. Careful, Michael, don't you start. I can look back a few years and I've got to say, I don't regret it.
Amen.
I do not regret it. I may have had some battles. I may have had some, well, not maybe. I've had some trials. I've had a few tribulations, right? But through it, we can become stronger as we journey. But we let the light of the world lead us.
Yes.
We let the light of the world point us and take us through.
Yes.
You know, Jesus said, you know, you need to have a candle. You need to have some light so that when you walk, when you're going forward, you know where you're going.
Yes.
And we're always moving towards the light.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Christ is the light. You know, don't, if you're not sure which way to go, wait for the light.
Yes.
Wait for the light. He's the light of the world. He's the light of hope. He's your light. He's my light. By the way, this is not the message. We're just warming up. Praise the Lord. And next we have Carol. Oh, Michelle, are you going to do it? Michelle, praise God. I tell you, the program just keeps changing and changing and hallelujah. You know, it's you know. Praise God, it's good to see you. Look at that. Is that chocolate all over you? Lord, now we know what she's been having.
I haven't. Children.
Yes.
Sweeties. The cocktail sticks with sweets are on them. The cocktail sticks with sweets on them reminds us that God, in times of challenges, is there to take care of us and making provision for us. In that same way, we take care of others, showing that the Christ-like nature in our own lives towards others.
Yeah.
Genesis 8:22 says, "Henceforth, all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease."
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you ever so much. We didn't expect to see Michelle, did we? But hallelujah, it's good to see her. Yeah, suddenly there was a sudden panic at the moment, but yeah, you know, the God's provision. We can look at the Old Testament and we can see how God provided for the children of Israel in the wilderness, and He fed them and kept them and watered them for 40 years. But you know, you can have your own personal experience of God's provision. Grace and I have. We've seen God provide for us when things were really difficult and really tough. This building is a promise of God's provision for us. It took 25 years to get there. It took 25 years. Well, it took 20 years for us to find it. Or it to find us, maybe. But it did. And then another 5 years, and the process was finished, and we're here.
Amen.
And this year, we've, between us, you know, even in lockdown, we've had carpets laid, we've had underfloor heating put in. Isn't it nice on your feet, eh? You know, it's not massively hot, but it's just that nice little glow. We built the platform, a few of us together, the upstairs room, the back room worked on, kitchen's the next project, you know, the chairs. Remember those wooden chairs that we had that, you know, you had to bring a cushion to sit on because, oh, but now, you know, you've got this wonderful seating. God's provision all along the way. God's planning. And we've even got some cabinets that have been given to us for the kitchen. He's moving. God knows. All we've got to do is just stay faithful and keep thanking Him and keep moving forward with Him step by step.
Amen.
Don't try and run ahead of God.
No.
That's when you make your mistakes. But walk with Him step by step, day by day. Oh, well, but I want it now! Nobody ever says that, do you? We live in that microwave age where it's like just 20 seconds in the microwave and it's done. And sometimes we pray that prayer and we, "Lord God, just do this. 20 seconds, God, you've got, and it should be done." No. In His time, He's preparing. You see, you and I are in process. God's preparing you. 3 years, is it? 3 years. A miracle sat on this front row. Came in, wouldn't speak to nobody. Timid. Crushed. Broken. David had been ministering the gospel to her. She brings her along. And that broken, crushed flower, when the water of the gospel and the life of Christ is breathed into her, begins to blossom and begins to shine. Not just shine, Jesus, shine, but let the Christ that is in you shine out of you. And people will look at you and say, "What is it, Shirley, that's happened to you? You're different." Jesus found me and I gave my life to Him. I thank God for all of you. To see how God has worked in your lives. I thank God for this last year. The Bible studies that have gone on. They've been great, haven't they?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the folk that have read Scripture today have been involved in, they've come through the Bible school. A And it's been great. And we shall be continuing it on next year, shall we, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. One of the students says yes, whether you guys say yes or not, that's immaterial. Oh, she's on her way, praise God. And that's great, isn't it? You know, a desire. I've dropped my light. The desire to go forward. And to keep finding more of Him, learning more of Christ. Learning more about what the Word of God says. And finally, on the orange, the red band that goes all the way around it. It is a symbol of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That one day, when they nailed Him to that cross, when they pierced His side, blood and water flowed. He shed His precious blood for all of humanity. He came as a baby, helpless. The only person that could look after Him was His mother. And His father, well, His stepfather, Joseph. And there they were, caring for this boy, knowing that there was something special about him. Let me tell you this. There's something special about each and every one of you. Look at the person sat along the row. Look at them and say, there's something special about you. There's something special about you. That's the truth. There is something special about you. You know, in John's Gospel, chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone, not just a few, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but they will have eternal life. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it.
Amen.
There is no judgment waiting for those who trust in Him, but to those who do not trust in Him, they already have been judged for not believing in the only Son of God. That's from the NLT. And you know, Jesus went on as He grew and began in His ministry in John's Gospel, chapter 13 and verse 34. And Jesus said this to the church, the new church that was coming, to the church of believers, to the church of disciples. You know, I've stopped using that terminology, oh, I'm a Christian. Everybody uses it. Don't mean a thing. Are you a disciplined, discipled follower of the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, Jesus did not say, go and make Christians. He said, go and make disciples. What is a disciple? It is a disciplined follower of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what a disciple is. And so, it's easy to stick your hand up and say, oh yeah, I've accepted Jesus, but are you going to follow Him?
Amen.
Are you going to take His hand and walk with Him every day? Even when it gets tough, when things are not going my way. When things are going against me. Do I say, oh, well, I'll leave Jesus for now and I'm going to do my own thing. You know, the people are out partying. They're celebrating. What are they celebrating? Does anybody know? They're not celebrating the birth of Jesus. They're just out, they're going to get drunk. And then they're going to come back and say, we had a great time. And then you say to them, what happened? Yeah. Anybody else? Anybody been drunk? Thank you.
Yeah.
I've got two honest people. I have. As a teenager, before I came to Christ. Yeah. Drunk as a skunk. Twice. Yeah. Oh, is that right? Hallelujah. But let's be honest.
Well,
I know you are, love, and I appreciate that. You don't remember what happened. You don't remember what happened that night. We hear stories on it on the news, you know. And, well, you do, yeah. But yeah, most people, they get so drunk that they can't remember. They don't remember dancing on the tables. Tracy's another one. Tracy will tell you. Alcohol nearly killed her. Yeah, well, praise God. I thank God that you're here. You know, and that you've come to Christ. But you see, today we need to realize that Christ is for us and not against us. We need to realize that it is about Christ and not about just celebrating a date. And the date with no meaning. The date where they just give presents and spend a load of money, and then when they're done, and we've seen it, you know, children get a pile of presents, they play with it 5 minutes, then they go to the next one, and then to the next one, and then within a few days, they're consigned to the cupboard of forgetfulness. And it's like, why did you waste all that money? There are people in need. People who are in need of just food even. You know, there's enough in the world today. There's enough food to feed everybody on the face of the earth today. There is no reason for there to be a famine, but man creates it. I thank God that we as a church have been able to help in Cuba and Romania and South Africa and Rwanda. That God has given us a people with a real heart for the things of God. You know, this Christmas time we've been able to send, I think it's over £1,600 out into missions work. Just give yourself a clap. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God that we've been able to do this. And we can thank God for this. You know, today we realize that Jesus came to save lives. Jesus came that what he wanted to do was reconnect you with God. Reintroduce you to your Heavenly Father. He wanted to reintroduce you to the one who created you. Who before the earth was formed, it says, he knew you. I remember the first time that scripture really dawned on me. That somehow God put the spotlight on that scripture. I'd read it before, but suddenly one day, bang, the light came on and I went, wow, he knew me before I was born? How did he do that? I have no idea. But I don't doubt that God knew me.
Amen.
And I don't doubt that today God still knows me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Does he know you?
Yes.
Have we committed ourselves to Christ in such a way that God knows us? That the moment that we speak, God says, oh, that's Andrew.
Yes.
My son. That's Shirley. My daughter. Oh, David. My son. This is a relationship that God wants with the disciples of the Lord Jesus. That we become sons and daughters of the living God. Because God has a plan and a purpose for you. You're not just being born just to struggle through life for, well, 60, 70, 80 years. The Bible says it's with long life I will satisfy you. God says He will provide for you. God wants you to have a good life. You believe that?
Yes.
Come on, let's start. Let's hear you then. You know, and it's something that God wants for each and every one of us. You know me. I believe for miracles. Because if I didn't believe for miracles, they're never going to happen.
No.
Hallelujah. He knew you and me.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. You're not here by accident. You're here with God's intention and God's plan. And God intends to use you to build the kingdom of God. In what way? You may not know yet. But God intends to do that in your life. And some of you are being shaped and molded, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're being changed.
Yeah.
That's what the Word of God does. It changes us. We're still on the potter's wheel.
Yeah.
Being molded and shaped into the image, into a vessel that is fit for His service.
Yeah.
A vessel that God can pour His Spirit through.
Yeah.
It's next year I want to begin to start teaching on the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
I want to begin to see the people of God beginning to move in the gifts of the Spirit, hearing God, tuning our ear to listen to the things of God. Because God has a plan for us. You know, I'm believing that all these restrictions are coming off, that we shall have that ability to travel more freely again. As God said to Grace and I before even COVID started, He said, your ministry's changing, you're going to be travelling.
Yep.
Now, so far I've never known God lie to me.
Never
lie to me. There may be a delay, and the enemy tries to put delays in front of us and tries to stop what's happening.
Yeah.
But remember, God is in control.
That's right.
David has never flown, but he's going to fly. Hallelujah. His arms aren't big enough for his own wings, so we're going to have to put him on an aeroplane.
Yeah.
We're not pushing him off the edge of a building and saying, fly, Davy, fly. You know, no, we're going to put him on an aeroplane. Hallelujah. Romania wants us out there. They're desperate for us to go. And we want to go. The Lord wants you to be moving. He wants you to be flowing. You know, we here, we're being set that this place will be filled with the presence and the power of God. We saw when we came back at Easter how God began to move by His Spirit.
Yeah.
There was a powerful move of healings because people needed a touch from God.
Okay.
Well, it's Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, going on tomorrow. He was the same at Easter as He is today.
Amen.
Easter's not changed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's still risen. He's risen in our hearts.
Amen.
He came as that baby. He came as that baby so that you and I might realize that God was prepared to look and become vulnerable. Would you do it? You know, you think, well, I'll just let this family look after my only son. You know, these people aren't very smart. The Creator of these people says, here, just look after Jesus, will you? Tell you what speaks to me about that God has faith in humanity.
Yes, amen.
God has got faith in you. God has made a decision that all of humanity is going to be one. He's going to hear the gospel.
Yes.
Through the disciples of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
You.
Yes.
How shall they hear? Yes. Except we speak.
That's right.
Except we live the life that shows and points them to Jesus.
Amen.
It's all about you. I know we've got the crib scene and we talk about it's all about Jesus, but as far as God was concerned, it's all about you. The only reason Jesus came was because it's all about you. God sent His Son Jesus because it's all about you. That's why. Because God decided that the devil sought to steal what God created and destroy it. And God says, I have an answer. So I'm sending my Son. Because I need you, 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 and you. Back in relationship.
Amen.
With Father God.
Yeah.
And so at this Christmas time, yes, we'll focus on Jesus, I hope. Oh, we don't focus too much on the presents.
Yeah.
The great big fat turkey. We take a few moments to think. God sent His Son. For Andrew. God sent His Son. For Emma. God sent His Son. For Grace. God sent His Son for who? Speak your name out. He sent Jesus 2,000 years ago for you, and you weren't even born. Think about it. Let it blow the mind. Let it blow the cobwebs out of this mind of yours and think, wow. 2,000 years ago, God said, I'm sending Jesus for Emma. I'm sending Jesus for Mike. I'm sending Jesus for Shirley. For Sheila. I'm sending Jesus. I find that absolutely staggering and amazing. Who am I? Who am I? We are the chosen sons and daughters of the living God. A chosen people. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. Set apart for service for God. That's where we're at. You see, I see Christine in this wheelchair, and I praise God that she's here.
Amen.
Hasn't been able to come for some time. Yeah, praise God. But for me, it doesn't stop there. I'm believing God.
Amen.
For a miracle.
Amen.
You see, I serve, my God that I serve is a miracle working God. So I'm believing God for a miracle. Historically, I've seen miracles. I've seen people get out of wheelchairs. I've seen blind eyes open. We've seen deaf ears open. I've seen backs straightened. I've seen cancer disappear. He's a God of miracles. I've seen people raised from the dead. So my mother raised from the dead. So Joan, hallelujah, there's a lady there, raised from the dead. In church. She died in church. Service must have been that boring that she just died, you know. I don't know who the preacher was that night, but obviously. And she thought, oh, I'm leaving, you know. But no, being serious though. The death mask. Those of you that have ever experienced death, that have ever seen anybody that has died, there is a death mask that comes over their face. And Joan had a death mask over her face. And she was gone for somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes. I don't know how long it was. And it was in a prayer meeting. And we began to pray, and the devil said, you're going to look a fool in the morning when the newspaper headline says, minister refuses to call for an ambulance and lady dies in church. I mean, I've got this going on in this ear. Doubt, unbelief, right from the very pit. And I'm like, I'm still believing God. How many years ago? 15 years later. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is able to do more than, far more than we can think, ask or believe. Glory to God. Oh, we're going to see again and again. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, he gave us the Great Commission. Go into all the world, preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead.
Yes.
Cast out demons in my name. The name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. So my question to you is, when was the last time you prayed for a dead person? How are you going to see a dead person raised if you ain't praying for any dead people? No, I know. I can be a bit radical. I remember being asked to go for pray for a lady who died. Her family rang Grace and I said, would you come and pray for my wife? She's died. She's in the undertakers. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. So I put the phone down there and said, okay, God, we need to have a chat about this. I said, Lord, are you going to raise her from the dead? Do you know what the answer was I got back? That's not for you to know. He said, all I want from you is obedience. I thought, I know, but Lord, surely, are you going to raise? He says, I just want obedience from you. I want to know how far you're prepared to go. Walking in faith. So I went. We met the family and we prayed. During that time, the minister of the church that we were attending at that time arrived at the funeral parlour, came in, and his words to me were, you're making the name of the church an embarrassment. Really? There's a woman died! And you're worried about your reputation and your name? Needless to say, we didn't stay there much longer. No, the lady did not rise from the dead. Does that stop me praying for the next one?
No. Never.
No. Blind eyes open. We've seen blind eyes open. Deaf ears in Romania are unstopped. Been deaf for 65 years. This is because Jesus came.
Amen. Amen.
This is because Jesus came. Because Jesus wants you to begin to fulfill the Great Commission. It is not for just the chosen few. It is not for the chosen platform people. It is for the body, the disciples, the followers of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is for you today. That's what it's about. We might be small. But David, the shepherd boy, was only small. Not only did he take down Goliath, but he took down the Philistines. Yes. You know, we always thought, well, David slayed Goliath, but at the slaying of Goliath, the Philistines were then defeated. Everybody rallied and rose up. So come on, we might be small, but if we're going to be small in Doncaster, let's be small and let's be powerful. Let's be small and powerful. The other people might say, let's follow in that wake. You know, a spear, you don't use the blunt end, you use the pointed end, don't you? The point's only small, but boy, it's that that starts it. It's that that starts the process. Jesus came as a small baby. The process was starting. He became a man. And then began to function in the anointing that Christ, the anointed one, that God had laid on him as his beloved son, spotless and pure. Today, the Lord looks at you through the blood of Jesus and he sees you spotless, pure, sinless, without blemish. Because that is the only way that God can communicate with you. Because God cannot communicate with something that is sinful.
No.
So it communicates through the blood of Jesus. That has cleansed us and washed us. We make our mistakes. He knows that. But again, it's already forgiven.
Amen.
The sins that you are going to do next week. Atonement has already been made.
Amen.
I'm not saying that means you've got a license to go out and sin. Some people think, oh, that means I can go out and sin, can't I? No. What it means is that if when you make that silly mistake, when you just fall into a trap, God's already made atonement. He's forgiven you. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Let Christ reside within you. Let that anointing rest upon you. Know His power. Know His presence. Know His glory. We need to see the glory of Christ manifested in the church.
Yeah.
I believe that, you know, there's going to be a manifestation of the very presence of God. Years ago, in Wales, the great revivals, there was one church where the presence of God was in that church. There was literally like a fire over the roof. And people were just being drawn to the church. They didn't know why. They were coming, there were people going to the police station confessing their sins to the police officer and said, no, you need to go down to the church. There was such a conviction that came upon the people. He can do it again. That such a conviction comes over people's lives. But we need to be ready. We need to be moving forward. We need to be prayed up ready. We need to be ready to minister. Don't expect Daniel and myself and a few others to be doing it all. He'll kill us. And I'm not ready to die.
Amen.
Are you?
No.
I've got lots to do. I believe in Ephesians 4 and verse 12 that the ministry that the Lord sets in the church is there to equip the saints. Who's a saint? Let me see your hand. Are you a saint? Hallelujah, glory. We've got some fast saints coming here. The saints of God for your work in ministry. Oh, but Andrew, I'm not capable. I don't have many talents. I don't many have gifts, many gifts. Don't worry. We're here to begin to equip. To stand with you, to encourage you, to draw out and impart. You know, Timothy was told, you know, stir up the gift that you received by the laying on of hands.
Yes.
Glory to God. Something like that. And said, that's it. I'm following. 100%. Left it all. Had a mortgage. Had a degree that said that when you do the sums, you can't stay there any longer. You've got to move. You've got to sell up and go. And we said, Lord, what do we do? The Lord said, I told you to leave your job. I didn't tell you to leave the house. Trust me. Never missed a mortgage payment. Never went without. Always had. We were absolutely blessed. And it reminds me of that Christmas carol of Good King Wenceslas looked out on the Feast of Stephen. And when the page is struggling behind, the young boy struggling, and the king turns to him and says, just put your feet in my footsteps. It's easier. Just walk. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. It's easier. He's made a way where there is no way. There's a purpose for each and every one of us. We have to walk in those footsteps. Follow Him. Let Jesus be really real in your life. Have that conversation with Him every day. Give Him time to talk back to you. So often we come with our shopping list, don't we? Lord, I've got this, and this. Pray for so-and-so. Lord, so-and-so sick. Everybody, and Lord, I need this. And da-da-da. I've got to go, Lord, now. See you later. And off we go. Huh? That's a good point. I just need this, Lord, as well. Can you just fix that for me? Yeah, and I've just got it. And off you go. And God's saying, I just need to have a chat with you. I just need, be still and know that I am God. You know, when you go right to the beginning of the books of the Bible in Genesis, it says, and God came in the cool of the evening to spend time with Adam and Eve. God Himself walked, He says they heard Him walking in the garden. I have a vivid imagination. I can just imagine this being of light entering the garden. And then when He finds Adam and Eve, He sits down beside them and begins to say, what's all today, Dad? What's been happening? What have you done? An intimate relationship, a care for His creation. God wants that for you, for me, that we make time, we allow Him time to spend with us. Be still and know that I am God.
So often we're so busy having to do things, clock watching, keeping up our calendar watch. And I don't mean the program calendar. A lot of the times I've stopped wearing a watch. And in church, once that anointing starts flowing, I'll preach all night. I'll preach through tomorrow if you want. If the Spirit of God's moving. I want to be where my Heavenly Father is. If my Heavenly Father's working, then I don't want to leave. As a teenager, I would go from work and I would ride past my home without stopping for a meal, and I would go for the last half hour of the prayer meeting just in case God was turning up and I were going to miss something. I was going to be there because I didn't want to miss anything. Get to that where you are desiring everything that God has available. He will bless you. He will fill you. He will anoint you. You know, some of us over the years have been bruised, beaten, crushed, battered, abused. But you know, it's time to put it behind us. It's time to come to that point where we stand on the edge. And that we're born anew in our spirits. And we say, Lord, I'm ready to fly. I'm ready to fly. I want to feel the thermals of the breath of the Spirit of God. And I just want to launch onto the breath of the Spirit. I'm not going to be restricted by my understanding. I'm not going to be restricted by what the world's saying. I'm not going to be restricted by what churches have said and done to me and what individuals have done, no longer. But every tie, everything is broken. And I'm going to just launch off. Lord, let me feel the breath of the thermals of God, the breath of the Spirit, and launch out. And soar like that eagle on the wings of the Spirit of God, and rise and let God be God. See, the thermals are invisible. You can't see them. But you can feel them. The bird feels them. Feels them, just that delicateness in its feathers. You know, engineers discovered that not too many years ago, that on the tips of the wings of the aeroplane, if you put a little piece that flips up like that, it actually gives extra lift to the aeroplane. Do you know how they discovered that? They videoed eagles flying. You know, once they're out in the thermals, their wings don't move. To the naked eye, they don't appear to move. They're just out there. Just traveling. How does it, and they rise without even appearing to be in a flap of the wing. When they analyzed the videos and watched the ends of the feathers, they saw them just lift. And the bird went up. Then they redesigned airplane wings and put some, you know. The stuff that flies is because God showed us how to fly. created flight. The bumblebee. That great big fat, furry, yellow and black bumblebee. And people said, it's not designed to fly. It's the wrong design. Guess what? It flies. Tiny wings, but it flies. God knows what He's doing. We need to tune our spirit so that we listen and sense the breath of the Spirit. And we break free from past. And we launch into the future with God. Let's do it together. Let's press in. Let's lift one another up. Let's see God moving. And I believe there are many of you here, well, I believe that all of you here, God has something for you to do. And there are more coming. But it is about you stepping out, trusting God. God trusted Mary and Joseph with Jesus. Are we going to trust our lives back to God? And say, no matter what, God, I'm following you. No matter what, God, I'm in your hands. It's not what the government says. It's what God says. It's not what man ordains. It's what God ordains. What was it, Stephen? He joined himself to the chariot. Shared with this man, the Ethiopian, the gospel. Philip. Joined himself to the chariot, led the Ethiopian to the Lord, baptized him, and then all of a sudden, he was somewhere else. How did that happen? Watch Star Trek, they'll explain it. Beam us up, Scotty. Beam me up, God. Put me in the right place at the right time. Bring me to the right situation and circumstance. In the name of Jesus. Just every head and be bowed at this moment in time, please. Father, we just thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this time together. And Father, you said to us through the angels, to the shepherds, fear not. Fear not. The angels said to Mary and to Joseph, fear not. Jesus, you said to your disciples, fear not. Father, I pray that we would take those words on board, that during this time when there appears to be so much fear being manifested and portrayed and delivered out, that Lord, we would be filled with your peace and your presence, with those words ringing in our ears, fear not, for lo, I am with you always. And Father, I pray that as we together walk forward, encouraging one another, standing together, we shall stand strong. We shall stand as the army of the Lord. We shall stand as the voice of the Lord speaking in the wilderness situation, declaring the word of the Lord. And Father, that through this, Lord, there shall be many signs, wonders and miracles. Father, I pray for everyone here right now, there should be a protection over them, a covering, Father, that, Lord, you continue to keep us safe and continue, Lord, to bring us through in victory. And, Father, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus at this Christmas time, we will give you the time. And, Father, I pray that we would surrender all of our lives to you, that, Lord, we would say, this is it. Satan has pressed us into different circumstances. He's caused different problems in our lives. But Father, we're saying, that's it, no more. I am going to follow. I am going to have my breakthrough. Lord, you are the Lord of the breakthrough. And I pray, oh Father, right now, that for the people here, Lord, you would bring a breakthrough into their lives. Father, you would cause them to know your hand resting upon them, Father. And I pray, oh God, that doubt and fears and unbelief will just be crushed under the name of the Lord Jesus. And that, Lord, your word, Lord, would stand and would conquer every sickness and every disease. And Father, our faith would stand on that word of Christ. Would stand on your word and stand on your promises, O God. And that, Lord, we will be people equipped for service, works of service, that, Lord, will give you all the praise, will give you all the glory, and we will magnify the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.